Well, King Herod enjoyed pleasing people. Nothing pleased his people more than watching Christians lose their heads. As a result, the king had Peter arrested. The night before his trial, Peter slept between two soldiers with his hands and feet in chains. Acts chapter 12, verse 7. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him up. "Quick, get up," he said, and the chains fell off Peter's wrists. Peter headed for a home where he knew believers had gathered to pray for him. There was, no doubt, a great celebration when Peter walked through the door. But Peter was not the only disciple arrested. Days prior, Herod arrested James and had James beheaded. Now, wait a second. How could that happen? Did the church forget to pray for James? Did they not pray long enough or hard enough? Why did Peter lose his chains? Why did James lose his head? Why do some people just miss a terrible car accident and others are killed in a crash? Why does disease ravage one person's body while another goes into remission? We don't know. We may never know. But this we do know. God is perfect, and all his ways are perfect. He doesn't make mistakes. He never acts arbitrarily, but uses all things for his eternal purposes. Somehow, he works all things out for good for those who love him. Sometimes, the only thing we can do is trust him, even when we don't understand his ways. Can you do that? Can you trust him, even as you stand in the whirlwind of your questions and your pain? Father, I admit, I don't understand your ways. I don't understand why some things happen and some things don't happen. But today I proclaim these words. I trust you. Even as I stand in the middle of my pain and questions, I trust you. Even though my finite mind does not allow me to understand, I know you are working all things for my good. I trust you. I trust you. In Jesus' name, amen.